तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पत्रुभ्यश्चकृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदिगौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, likewise to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all assembled devotees. So, in this month of Magh, again another celebration of our Guru Varga's disappearance. Yesterday there was, a few days before, some disappearance celebrations. Today, another one. We're observing today the disappearance day of Sri Jayadev Goswami. I'll speak briefly, remembering what we've heard from Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. Srila Jayadev Goswami, everybody knows, his Git Govinda is very famous, not just among the devotees, but many in the world. Some Sanskrit scholars and poets, they admire so much this work. But especially to the devotees, they know really the significance and importance, the great value of this. That even, like we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself enjoyed so much relishing this work of Sri Jayadev Goswami. And we know Srila Jagannath Dev as well. So we know Mahaprabhu, he came to this world to relish the moods of Srimati Radharani, to glorify the love of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And actually before Mahaprabhu, this thing is very secret. But even before Mahaprabhu came, already this thing is there. And here we only find out mostly in the work of Jayadev Goswami. He appeared before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the 11th century, it is said that he, 11th or 12th century, he appeared. Sri Jayadev Goswami, I remember one time in Mathura, Prabhupada asked me to speak also, and I mentioned, because, like, oh, I've read something that there's a whole controversy where he was born. And I said, oh, like some scholars, he said he was born in Orissa. And Prabhupada corrected me, never like this. Like, because really, he appeared in Bengal, in Kindabilva. And this is the opinion of, like, our Guru Varga. Even his disappearance also, some different opinions. Some he said that he disappeared in Jagannath Puri. Some he disappeared in, he went back to his place. Some say also he left in Vrindavan. And therefore we see also his samadhi here in Vrindavan. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he said he disappeared in Jagannath Puri. So today is disappearance day. So we remember some of his glories. Sri Jayadev Goswami, he's been known to be the, at that time in Bengal, the capital city is in Mayapur, and the king was Lakshman Sen. So Jayadev, he was actually the main poet in the court of this king. And it said that before he became the king's, like, chief scholar and poet, the king happened to hear this, Das Avatar Stotram from the king's scholar, and he was so, like, impressed. Where he learned, where he got this very nice song, and he told that, oh, this Jayadev Goswami, this Jayadev, he learned from him, and therefore the king himself became so interested, he even disguised himself, not appearing like a king, just to see Jayadev. And we know the story. He asked Jayadev to stay. He will give him a place, and he refused. He's very renounced. And he's only absorbed in his love for Sri Radha and Krishna. It said that he has his diti. We know his diti is Radha Madhav. His place in Kindu Bilva is near the Ajay River. And many devotees said that that is the place where this Radha Madhav was manifest. When he was in Navadvip, he said that he stayed in Navadvip long time. And it was at that time the king approached him and asked him to stay nearby. He refused, but he came like asking, like, please stay, I'll give you a place. He gave that place in like Champahati, and that's where he stayed. And every year in Navadvip Parikrama, we always visit this place. And there, it's always been glorified. It is the place where he wrote the Git Govinda. And we all know the story, how Jayadev, he even at one point doubted, like, or was hesitant to write this verse where it is said, Srimati Radharani was in Man, and Krishna, feeling so much like guilty and wanted to pacify Radharani, Krishna himself had to offer obeisances, put his head on the feet of Srimati Radharani, and remove his anguish. And so he was hesitant to write this verse. And it is said, and everybody knows that later on, Krishna himself disguised as Jayadev to write this verse. So this is always glorified, this in Champahati. It is said that this place, Champahati, is none other than the place of Sri Gaur Gadadhar, who is Radha and Krishna themselves. So, Jayadev Goswami, he appeared before Mahaprabhu. So during that time, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this in his Navadvip Mahatmya, Jayadev would take care of his deities, Radha Madhav. There, he only not have vision of Radha Madhav, but then he had a vision of Radha and Madhav combined as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was there that Mahaprabhu gave him order to go to Jagannath Puri, like this. So that's why he went to Jagannath Puri. When he was in Jagannath Puri, we know that everyone is like, the king himself also became so impressed with his writings. He said, and especially Lord Jagannath, this very famous story. One time, the king had darshan, like went to the temple to have darshan of Lord Jagannath, and then he saw the clothes of Jagannath were like torn. And so therefore he asked the sevaks, like, what's happening here? How is it that you're putting this torn cloth to Jagannath? How, like this, you know, chastising the sevaks. So the sevaks, they don't know anything about this. They were not aware. And so they were so afraid being punished. They prayed to Lord Jagannath, like, Lord Jagannath, like what happened? Do something, like the king will punish us. So it is at that night, Jagannath appeared to the king and telling him that, actually, this is not of the Sevak's fault. I went out, I heard this very nice singing from the garden. You know this, because that time, we know Jagannath's garden, this Jagannath Natha Balava Batika, where even our Raidamananda would stay and train the Devdasis there. He said, like, oh, one gardener's daughter, one girl, like, she likes to sing this Git Govinda. And while singing, Jagannath, like, heard and so attracted, he ran towards that to listen. And on his way back, then his clothes got stuck on the thorns, and therefore they became torn. And so he said that to the king. The king understood. And so from that time on, then they asked this girl to sing inside the temple. He said, they kind of banned singing outside. So only inside, you know, no more singing outside. And it is from that time on that, this Devdasis, they were trained to sing two times in a day, this Git Govinda. And it said that every night when Jagannath goes to rest, the Sevaks would wrap on his body this special cloth. It's called Kandua, where it's like 12 foot long red silk cloth where the whole Git Govinda is written. And sometimes the pujari also coming to Prabhuji and giving some piece of cloth, and even the tulsi, they have some writings also of some Git Govinda shlokas. So Jagannath Dev, he likes so much to hear this Git Govinda. Mahaprabhu himself, who is Lord Jagannath, also. At one point, he also heard one Devdasi singing. And then, he could not stop himself. He was running towards that. And his seva Govinda had to stop him and told him, like, street, like, lady, you know. And Mahaprabhu, then he was, like, he came to realize, and he thanked Govinda so much. Oh, thank you for saving my life. Because him is a sannyasi. And for a sannyasi, you know, to go and embrace a lady, then that would have been very bad. Mahaprabhu said, I would have ended my life if I've done that. So there's all this history. Jayadev, we know, is very renounced. He has no, like, desires for any family or anything. But he became a householder. And how is that? Because that was also Lord Jagannath's desire. He said that one Brahmin one father, or one couple, they didn't have any child. They prayed to Lord Jagannath. And so then very soon they got a child, a very beautiful daughter. They named her Padmavati. And so then when she grew up to be, like, ready for marriage, then they offered her to Lord Jagannath. He said, Lord Jagannath, this you have given to us, now we give you back. And so then Lord Jagannath told them, I have a very good devotee, his name is Jayadev. This is my desire that you, like, offer your daughter for marriage to him. And therefore, they looked for Jayadev Goswami and they found him. They offered his daughter to him. But Jayadev, you just imagine someone just coming to you randomly in a certain day and, here, like, marry him, like that. So Jayadev especially very renounced, like, no way, like, how I can marry? You know, I am not so interested in this. And so the father, he's already promised Lord Jagannath. So what he did, he left the Padmavati there. And therefore, Jayadev, like, he could not, he doesn't know what to do. He just told Padmavati, you tell me where you want to go, I'll bring you there. And then she prayed to Jayadev, I have given my life to you. This is the desire of Lord Jagannath. You are now, like, whether you accept me or not, you are my husband, like this. And so, anyway, it is said that Jayadev, seeing the loyalty and really she's a great devotee of Lord Jagannath, she accepted her as, like, a wife. So then, therefore, he got married. This Padmavati has been a very faithful and chaste wife to Jayadev. We heard that one time, because Jayadev is very close to the king, the wife also very close to the queen. Somehow some good relationship is there. He said one time the brother-in-law of the king, that means the brother of the wife, of the queen, died. And so it said that the queen heard Padmavati saying that the chaste wife as soon as the husband dies, then they also, naturally their life heir will die, like this. So the queen took it like some type of offense. It's like, oh, it's like you're insulting my sister. And so then she wanted to test Padmavati. And so it said that later on, she sent a message to tell to Padmavati that Jayadev died. And so as soon as she heard that, then she died. And so this queen became so guilty. It's like, oh, why did I do that? And then she told the king and she asked forgiveness. They went to Jayadev. And then Jayadev himself, he went to his wife, saw that she's dead. But then she just chanted the names. As soon as Jayadev touched the wife, then the wife came back to life. And so it showed she's very chaste. So then another thing also we heard is that Jayadev, he always serving his Radha Madhav from when they were in Navadvip, in Champahati. He used to make champak garlands and hold festival. He said one time he wanted to make festival for deities, and so he was collecting, he's doing bhiksha, collecting ingredients and also some money. He's very famous, and therefore one time he collected a lot of collections. On his way back, there were dacoits ambushed him, actually even cutting his arms and legs and wanting him to die, leaving him inside a well, and took everything. So Jayadev, being devotee of the Lord, said that he was only singing Git Govinda in there. And very soon, he said there are many versions of the story. Some says the soldiers found him because they heard very nice singing. He said also another version, he said the king himself, while traveling, he heard very nice singing, and then he found there's Jayadev. But already so much injury, and then they rescued him and brought him back to the palace. And there he recovered. He said that very soon, this dacoits one time happened to come inside the palace. They heard the king is very generous to sadhus. So these dacoits, they dressed themselves as sadhus, and they came. And it said that when they saw Jayadev, they became afraid. But then Jayadev, instead of immediately telling, these are the ones who are responsible for trying to kill me, he even told the king, offer them lots, they're very great sadhus, offer them lots of donations. So they were given so much donations, more than usually given, that those charity given to sadhus. And it said that when the soldiers was accompanying these dacoits, these dacoits, very bad, they told the soldiers when they're a little far away, said, that person, this Jayadev, he's actually leader of the dacoits. Or he's dacoit himself. And so we were ordered by the king to kill him. And now he saw us, he became afraid, and therefore he's asking the king to give all these things, so we immediately leave. And we will not report that he's a dacoit himself, like this. And it said that as soon as they make this offense, it said the earth opened up and swallowed all these dacoits, and to the surprise of the soldiers. So the soldiers went back to the king, returned his all this charity that he gave, and the king himself was surprised when they asked Jayadev, and Jayadev told the whole story. So Jayadev Goswami, is in some accounts, it said that He even came to Vrindavan and also stayed here near the Yamuna. Then he traveled back to Puri, and Prabhupada said that that's where he left. So today, his disappearance day, his work, the Git Govinda, is like very elevated, like book. But all these moods, very elevated moods, are there. When Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted to publish this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, no. No need to publish this like publicly, because like really no one's qualified. You can only print one or two for you, like this. But still we see Gurudev very merciful. He published this, but of course with his commentaries, so we don't get misled or we don't have misunderstanding like the Sahajiyas would do. So this gift is there. And today we pray at lotus feet of Sri Jayadev Goswami that also by his blessing then we can have entrance to this very elevated moods of that our Guru Varga is giving, distributing in this world.
Om Gyana Tibhrandasya Gyanan Janashalakaya Chakshur Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Deyam Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanam Vipravaram Rajasrasivamcha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vandey Raman Pesthai Bhutale Rupanam Vipravaramcha Vamurti Narayanam. So first of all, I offer my Dandavat Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Tlavishiman Bhaktivedanta Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Sri Gurudev, Tlavishiman Bhaktivedanta Sri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Sri Gurudev, the entire Rupanu Kauriya Guru Varga, to Sri Jayadev Goswami, whose Tirubhavtithi is today. And as we heard, yesterday was also Tiruvavati and Narahari Seva Thakur, Avirbhav Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj. So many auspicious tithis. So we see that when we speak about the birthplace of an associate, Radha and Krishna Mahaprabhu, we see that there's so much controversy always. Like we see, even when Gurudev would speak about the life of Tulsidas, he would say that there's so much controversy regarding the life of Tulsidas. We've heard from the Vaishnavas, they say so many, they say even about Tulsidas, they say many inappropriate things. Like, you know, he'd spit water at the Tulsi, so Tulsi plants would grow. There's so many nonsense things. But really, Tulsidas, he got this name because he's worshipping Tulsi Devi so nicely. And as you know, even in Tulsidas's life, his students, his classmates became so envious of him because he was so dear to his guru that they pushed him from the top of the mountain. But then anyhow, when he fell, by Tulsi Devi's mercy, he was saved. So Gurudev say, when you speak about like such great personalities, there is always such controversy regarding the place of his birth, this, that. But still, if you can focus on what he has given to this world, on the teachings, then this is more beneficial than the place of the birth itself. Because the place of the birth is obviously very important, but still what he has given to this world is also very special. Like we see, even in the temple also, like the devotees from Odisha, like our Shyamananda Prabhu also, you know, Nishkinchan Maharaj, even he says, I asked him, where is Jayadev Goswami born? No, he born in Odisha, he says, not Bengal. Jayadev Goswami in Odisha, he says, not Bengal, he says, Odisha. I said, Bengal, no, he Odisha, no Bengal. You know. And you see, like, they're always fighting, you know, like the devotees from Odisha and Bengal. Like recently also, like some 2 years back, there was a big court case. They said, oh, Bengalis, Rasgulla belongs to the Bengalis. They're like, no, Rasgulla belongs to the devotees from Odia. Because it is said Rasgulla is offered as Jagannath Bhog. So Rasgulla has been offered since so many years, even before it came to Bengal. So they say they even fought a court case against this Kendu Billu also. And it was, I think, ruled in favor of, it was ruled in the favor of the Rasgulla verdict was ruled in favor of the Bengalis. But this was ruled in verdict of the Odian devotees, I think. Court. So anyhow, they're always quarreling and grappling like that, saying like, which is the place of origin. But still we say that what he has given to this world is also so much more important. Like we see this Gita Govind itself, such a priceless book. Like we just heard now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you must only publish one or two copies of this book. Even when Gurudev published this book, there's so much, some devotees, they made one video about the life of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And in that video, they said, Prabhupada especially didn't want such books to be published. And they put the spotlight on Gurudev's Gita Govind. They created so much controversy, some devotees from another Sangha. And Gurudev's devotees were like so much upset, saying, why are they speaking such things? Gurudev was like, anyhow, let them speak, you know. But he used to say, anyhow, these books, those who have greed, who have qualification, either ways they'll read anyhow if they have greed. So it's a very special book, this Gita Govind. Like we say also, even Jayadev Goswami's Sripat, this Kendu Billu, even to this day it is very famous. It is said, we've heard previously from the Vaishnavas that Rabindranath Tagore, he was very much inspired by going to this place. And this so many, Michael Madhusudan Dutt from Bengal, he was also. Rabindranath Tagore wrote the national anthem for India, so he was very much inspired, got the Nobel Prize. And when Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, he also very much inspired by this place. Like we see, if normal, ordinary people are going there, they're so much inspired. So what to speak of if those who are one-pointed to Mahaprabhu and his mission go there, how much more inspired they will feel by going to these places of these great Vaishnavas. Like we see that even to this day, every day in the morning we're singing this Mangal Geet. This great kirtan of auspiciousness. Every day before Mangal Arati, we're singing this kirtan. So when we sing this kirtan, we must also try absorbing ourselves in the moods of this kirtan. And Gurudev has spoken so many times about this one kirtan, this Mangal Geet. He has said, like how it is said, like, Shita Kamala Kucha Mandala Drita Kundale Kalita Lalita Vanamala Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. So he's saying, Krishna, he is Paratpar Parabrahma. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the basis, the shelter of everything. But still, he is taking shelter of who? Of Kamala Devi. Shita Kamala Kucha. He is taking shelter of Srimati Radhika. And why is she called Kamala? Srimati Radhika? Because she has this Leela Kamal in her hands, this play lotus, and she is twirling it. Therefore, she is called Kamala. And Drita Kundalaye. And what are these kundal, these earrings of Krishna? Are these Makara-shaped earrings? No. So the glories of Srimati Radhika. When the glories of Srimati Radhika, they are the earrings, the kundal of Krishna. Even Rupa Goswami in his Ujjal Leelamani, he has said that this Ujjal Leelamani, this blue sapphire, is a decoration on Krishna's earrings that is meant to increase his beauty. These are the exact words of Rupa Goswami. Normally we hear that Krishna increases the beauty of the ornaments he wears, rather than the ornaments increasing the beauty of Krishna. But here we see, he's saying Ujjal Leelamani is present on Krishna's Makara-shaped earrings to increase his beauty. Why? Because Ujjal Leelamani is only about Srimati Radhika and the gopis. So these glories of Srimati Radhika and the gopis, they are the kundal for Krishna and they are increasing his beauty. And then Kalita Lalita Vanamala. He's wearing this Vanamala. It's made of so many different flowers extending to his knees. We hear that each gopi, she has put her own flower and they made this garland. So when these flowers are around Krishna, Krishna feels he's being embraced by the gopis themselves, by all the different gopis. But ultimately, what is this Vanamala called? Also called Yashamala. Means this Vanamala, why is it called Yashmala? Yash means glories. It is said that these flowers have so much honey inside them that all these bumblebees, they're automatically coming and they're drawn to these flowers. And what are these bumblebees doing? They're only singing of Srimati Radhika's glories. And Krishna's listening to them. Therefore, Yashmala. And then Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Means Krishna is that Hare who steals the heart of Srimati Radhika. So all glories to him. And Gurudev, he's saying, this was in 2002, in Mathura he spoke this. Then he was saying, Dinamani Mandala Bhava Kandanae Munijana Manas Hamsa Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Saying Dinamani Mandala. So it is seen that Dinmani means the sun. So it is said the sun is the ornament of this universe. But ultimately, the sun is not the ornament. Ultimately, Vrindavan, Brajamandal is the ornament of this universe. And you see, Dinamani, where does the sun get its power from? This power to instill life in everyone. The sun is actually, just as the moon reflects the light of the sun is actually only reflecting the effulgence coming from Srimati Radhika's toenails. So therefore, Srimati Radhika, she herself is the ornament of this universe. And then again, Gurudev is giving a third explanation. He's saying, Dinamani Mandala Mandana. Dinamani can also mean Krishna. So Krishna, he is this priceless jewel of this Dinamani Mandala Mandana. What is this mandal? This Ras Mandal. So he is the jewel decorating this Ras Mandal with all the gopis. The gopis are like all the different gems, and Krishna is this Indranilmani jewel in the middle, this locket. And then we see Bhavakandanai. So what is the meaning of Bhavakandan? Means this Bhavabandhan is being destroyed, this cycle of repeated birth and death. But ultimately we see when Srimati Radhika left the Rasa dance, Krishna was feeling so much separation. Therefore it is, this Bhavakandan means this separation of Krishna is going away. The separation of the gopis, of the Vrajavasis, this is when Krishna went to Mathura, this is going away. Muni jana manas hamsa jaya jaya deva hare. So Muni can mean many things, different Munis, like these Dandakaranya rishis, these Yautiki, Ayautiki rishis. But ultimately it means Sukadeva Goswami, the four Kumaras, they meditate on the Ashtakali Leela. Even means Lord Shiva also, because he is also meditating. This Ashtakali Leela, Muni jana manas hamsa. So like we see in our Guru Varga also, Rupanu Gaudiya Guru Varga, Krishna is like the swan, Srimati Radhika is also like the swan, sporting in their hearts. So Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. And then we see here, next Gurudev is saying, Kalya Vishadhara Ganjana Janaranjanai. So we see he's Kalya Vishadhara. So we see that Krishna is subduing this Kalya snake, he's punishing him. But as we know, why is he dancing on top of Kalya? Because he's showing all the gopis, oh, just see how I'm dancing. He's showing, oh, look at me, how I'm a Dhir Lalit Nayak. How I have so many arts. I'm Kal Nipun, Kala Nipun. And I'm so much expert in all these different arts. So therefore he's attracting all the gopis. Also, we see we have so much poison in our hearts, like lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, illusion. So Krishna is defeating all these anarthas also. And then Janaranjanai. So what is this Janaranjana? Means who gives pleasure. To who? To the Vrajavasis, to the Vrajajans, the Vrajadevis. And Yadakola Nalina Dinesha Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. So we see Nanda Baba is also from this dynasty of these Yadavas. Nanda Baba, he is from the same family. Nanda Baba is Parjanya's son. And Parjanya, as we know, he is the brother of Sursen. So this Yadukul Nalina. So who is this lotus of this Yadukul? Are the gopis themselves. And who is this Dinesh? This Dinesh, this son is Krishna himself, who is making the lotus, the gopis' hearts, blossom, bloom. So that's why the next is Madhumura Naraka Vinashana Garudasanai. So we say that Madhumura Naraka, actually they were killed by Vishnu, not by Krishna. So why is Krishna being glorified here? But just as we see, when we say Janmashtami, we say the eighth day of the moon. But we know, actually the full moon, Purnima is always present in every day. Only according to our angle of vision, the full moon is seen as new moon, dark moon, half moon, quarter moon. But the full moon is always the moon. Similarly, Krishna is Purnachandra, the full moon. And all the Vishnu incarnations are within him. So therefore, when these demons were killed by Vishnu, they were actually killed by Krishna himself. And then Garudasanai. So as we know, in this Garuda Govinda, Sridham himself has become Garuda. And Krishna is sitting on top of him. Madhumura Naraka Vinashana Garudasana Surakula Keli Nidana Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. So these pastimes, this Keli of Krishna with Vrajagopis, can the demigods see these Suras? They cannot see. Even the wives of the demigods in the Venugit, it is described that they saw. But what did they see? They only saw a semblance of these pastimes, not the pastimes themselves. Therefore, this Surakul means those devotees are following the Ragatmik Brajavasis. Krishna is giving pleasure to them. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. And then Amala Kamala Dala Lochana Bhava Mochana Hai. So he has lotus-like eyes which are spotless. And then Tribhuvana Bhavana Nidana. He is the shelter of the three worlds. So what is the essence of the three worlds? It is Vrindavan Dham itself. So he is the shelter of Vrindavan Dham. And we see Janaka Suta Krita Bhushana Jita Dushanai. So normally it is seen Janaka Suta is Sita and she is decorating Ramchandra. But Janak means not only Janak Maharaj. Janak actually means a father. So Janaka Suta can also mean Vrishabhanu Suta. So Srimati Radhika sometimes in the forests, she decorates Krishna. Therefore Janaka Suta Krita Bhushana Jita Dushanai. So as you know, this Karudushan were demons killed by Ram. But Jita Dushana, Dushan can also mean this Pradushan, many bad things. Therefore, all these anarthas, Krishna, he defeats. But what is the biggest anartha for the Vrajavasis? What is this so-called anartha for them, which is very much avoided by them at all costs? Separation. So Krishna, he defeats this separation. And then Amala Kamala Dala Lochana, Bhavamochana. Anyhow, the last line, I forgot. Amala Kamala Dala Lochana, Bhavamochana. Next is... Anyhow, so then Abhinava Jaladara Sundara Dhritamandarae Shri Mukha Chandra Chakora. So we say that Janaka Suta, that is Samara Samita Dashakanta. So we see Ram, he killed this 10-headed demon Ravan, but we see Krishna also killed so many demons, so many, many demons. And then we say Abhinava Jaladara Sundara Dhritamandarae Shri Mukha Chandra Chakora. So as you know, he's called Ghanashyam, because he looks like this fresh rain, monsoon cloud. And then Abhinava Jaladara Sundara Dhritamandare. So he is carrying this Mandrachal mountain as Kuruma. But actually, what is this Mandrachal mountain? It is Giriraj Govardhan. He is carrying Giriraj Govardhan. There are more confidential meanings to it also, which Gurudev said, you have to realize by your own bhajan, or else you will have mundane ideas. And then we say Sri Mukha Chandra Chakora. So here you see, he is the Chakora bird who is relishing the beauty of Srimati Radhika. Just as this bird only takes rainfall which comes during the Shati Nakshatra, Krishna only desires the beauty of Srimati Radhika. So here he is called Chakor, and Radharani is not called Chakori. Radharani is not relishing the beauty of Krishna's face. Krishna is relishing her beauty. So then Tava Charane Pranatavayam Iti Bhavaye Kurukushalam Pranateshu Jaya Jaya Devare. So saying Tava Charane Pranatavayam. So Vayam means plural. So Gurudev is saying Jayadeva Goswami is very merciful. He is not praying only for himself. He is praying that O Krishna, may you award us the topmost welfare to all of us. Kuru Kushalam. Kushal means his welfare. So what is the topmost benefit, welfare that one can have? Is to be a maid servant of Srimati Radhika. Then Sri Jayadeva Kaviridam Kurute Mudam Mangalam Ujjala Geetam. So this Ujjal Geet is only about the glories of Srimati Radhika, not also of Krishna, not even of Krishna. Why? Because Srimati Radhika has this Ujjal Ras. Therefore, Krishna, to taste this Ujjal Ras, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, this Geet is actually a glorification of Srimati Radhika, not of Krishna. This way, Gurudev has explained this Kirtan so many times, especially during Janmashtami, when he'd have this Kirtan song. So many lectures where he's spoken. And then he's saying, even the Dashavatar Stotra, why is it sung there? Because to show the speciality of Krishna. And this way, Gurudev has glorified this Gita Govind so much. And the Vaishnavas themselves, they have spoken on this book. Like, I can remember the names of some chapters. Like, Mukta Madhusudana, Snigdha Madhava. It was a very complex book, very difficult to understand. But if we put our mind and hearts to it, then we can understand something at least. So this is even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. We say, we heard how much he liked this book. And lastly, just end with a couple of questions that Tamal Krishna Maharaj had for Gurudev. So in the first question that Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he asked Gurudev, he said that, oh, Navadvip is so far from Vrindavan. So how is Champakalata Sakhi going every day from Vrindavan to Navadvip and decorating Radha and Krishna? I cannot understand, he said. How did Champakahat come there in Navadvip? It should be in Vrindavan, he said. And Gurudev is saying, Navadvip is Abhinna Vrindavan. Why do you have doubt that Navadvip is different from Vrindavan? It is the same as Vrindavan. It is Radhavan. All the nine islands are actually the nine Sakhis. And then he said, all right. And then he said, the second question is, he said that Jayadev Goswami, he has spoken about this Unnato Jalras even before Mahaprabhu, before Madhavendra Puri. But why is it said that Madhavendra Puri is the sprout of this Premankur? Why not Jayadev Goswami? Then Gurudev said, because see, Jayadev Goswami, when he wrote this shloka, this Maragara Lakandanam Amasirasi Mandanam Dehi Padapallam Udaram, There he's saying that Krishna saying smara garala, this garala, this poison is consuming me, please place your lotus feet. And then Jayadeva Goswami had doubt. But did Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami ever have doubt in the supremacy of Srimati Radhika? They had no doubt, but he had some doubt. Therefore he had some Aishwarya Bhav. He said even Chandidas Vidyapati also, they sung very nice kirtans, but they had such some Aishwarya Bhav. Therefore this Parakya Bhav actually began from Madhavendra Puri and continued to Mahaprabhu and his followers. Then he said that, on further questioning, Gurudev said that actually this is Golok Bhav, he said. Jayadeva Goswami, Chandidas Vidyapati, they have some Golok Bhav, which is different from Gokul Bhav. He said our Gaudiya Guru Varga, they give this Gokul Vrindavan Bhav. But Jayadeva Goswami, initially, he's given this Golok Vrindavan Bhav, where Radha and Krishna are married to each other. So he's clearing many doubts. Therefore, if you really want to know who Jayadeva Goswami is, we should try to look deep to our Guru Varga's teachings. And then the Vaishnavas gave classes for so many months, 7-8 months. So if we listen to those classes and try absorbing ourselves, then we can understand. Or else, the same doubt. Like even in Andhra Pradesh also, they say Raya Ramananda is ours. It took them 22 years to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees in Andhra Pradesh. And then they waited 1 year to publish, to inaugurate the book on Raya Ramananda's disappearance day. Not even on Mahaprabhu's appearance day. Because they say Raya Ramananda is ours. He is the crown jewel of Andhra Pradesh. Therefore this book is an offering for his lotus feet. So even they have so much nishtha in Raya Ramananda. But still, ultimately, who is Raya Ramananda? They must try going deeper into his relationship with Mahaprabhu. Anyhow, so much can be said regarding these associates of Mahaprabhu. So we pray at the lotus feet of all these dear and near associates of Mahaprabhu that a drop of this glory of the Sunnatojala Rasam, Sabhakti Shriyam, can also manifest in our hearts. Ancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripasandhecha Vitanam Pavanipya Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha.
ज्ञानोतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः भजन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन चावैते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौरहरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करण सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्णुव्रत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती रानी की जय ब्रज देवीगण की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय जय गीत गोविंद की जय राधा माधव जीव की जय जय देव गोस्वामी की जय पद्मावती देवी की जय गौर प्रमानंद जयदेव गोस्वामी या राधा गीत गोविंद एंड दिस राधा माधव दिस ऑल ग्लोरीज इज दिस कंडीशन सोल फॉर नॉट लाइक दिस टचेबल या स्पीकिंग अबाउट दिस या हियरिंग वेरी डिफिकल्टी All time, this is problems creating some higher authorities, glories, yeah, special things with this. But Krishna, yeah, Radharani, the Brajdham, for anybody glorify. That is great. Like Billa Mangal Thakur, he is speaking about this Krishna and Brajadham, Rajdevi's glories. Then this is Krishna Karnamrita called. Jayadeva Goswami, he first is starting this Dasavatara Lila. He is saying, You follow this Dasavatar, first to end Pralayapayodhi Jaledhita Bhanasi Vedam, Vita Charitra Bahitra Khedam, Kesavadrita Narahariru, Kesavadrita Meenasariru, Jai Jagadisha Hari. God, the Lord Himself, is all living entities helpful and helping for His Masa, Kurma, Varaha, all species is came and is appears in helping. Anywhere this living entity, conditioned soul, on karma it is, they are going inside water, inside air, inside fire, inside sky, inside earth. Anywhere, five elements, anywhere they going, God going there. Very kind and merciful. Although that equal surup, helpful. Otherwise, khogi jane khogi bhasa. Birds, language, understand birds. Fish language, fish understanding. Animal language, animal understanding. But God knows all languages, all moods. God is going Himself is there. So Jayadeva Goswami, He is writing. So now is this question coming, many person telling He is from Odisha, He is from Bengal, but He is from eternal world. The spiritual world. This is not thinking. By force is tied to controlling. You are Bengali, you are Odia, you are Hindustani, but he is from Radha Madhav. He is Jaya Jagadish Hare. He is not telling Bengali Hare Hare, Odia Hare Hare. No, but never telling. He is telling Pralaya Payodhi Jale Dhita Bhan Sibedam. Then not telling Bengali Pralaya Payodhi Jale Bengali for came. Yeah, Odia for came. They are writing his. He is saying, Kesavadrita Kurma Sarira, Kesavadrita Narahari Rupa, Kesavadrita Rama Sarira, Kesavadrita Varaha Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Where are he? But all are tied to fooling and catching and controlling and keeping his own pocket. Why? Any higher authority or very popular persons will be our party, then my party will be great and scholar. I will be glorified also. All are respecting and worshipping me. My Rasgulla is good, then I will be good. I am great then. My Rasgulla is great. People own identity. Specify or never. They try to Naradisi heard from come, then tell Naradisi my country. He's my state. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where from come? People tell Udiya, telling my Odisha from come. Prabhupada born Odisha, Udiya. Ramananda Rai, Andhra. Udiya telling my. Mahaprabhu telling my. Now is big problem. Sometime after Giri Maharaj for also coming, he's from where from come? Bangalore people telling Bangalore, Karnataka. Somebody telling Andhra. Somebody telling no, no, he's our Goliya. Someone telling no, he's English. He's white color, golden color. But people not thinking his name is Giri Maharaj. He's Govardhan Sevak, Giriraj Sevak. But his father said no, he's Gautam. He's Buddha, Buddhist. He's from China. His father glorify, he's from China. So this is his. All are this understanding, misconception. This is nothing happened. But look at his own, his identity, where he is present. Anywhere God's servant is there. This is not his thinking about this quarreling, fighting, arguing, asking, this and that. This is not our identity. Soul is not his part and parcel of Odisha's, no Bengalis, no English, no Yehudis, no Muslim, no Hindu, nothing. This Jivatma, soul is this purpose. Many times is Russia government attacking, sometimes America attacking. Oh, why this Hinduism here, Vaishnavism is running? But this is nothing. This is soul is everywhere in God, part and persons. This is not a Russian, this is not a American, this is not a Indian. But why not is looking that things? Anybody giving birth of soul? Not possible. Controlling soul? Not possible. Doctor telling this person is tomorrow will be dying. This time is giving. But that person is 2 years, 3 years, more years life. What doing? Giving injection, then is you will be die. Injection not working. Not working. Then what doing? So this is misconception. People is wrong idea. So this is never thinking, never discussing. Mostly God followers, Vaishnavism, Bhakta, devotees are these small things not looking and thinking. Thinking then you going down to down, lower class, third class, not good. Therefore thinking, where are he present? He is singing, Ratisuka Sare, Katamabhi Sare. He is saying, Dheera Samire, Jamuna Tire, Vasata Bane Banamali. Where are he present? Dheera Samire. Dheera Samire where? In Vrindavan. And where is Banamali? In Bank of Jamuna. There he is glorifying Ratisuka Sare, Katamabhi Sare, Madana Manohara Besam. So where are he? He is not glorifying any king. He is not glorifying Lakshmana Sen, his disciple, his queen, anybody is for. People is crazy people. Is any kirtan, any songs you are reading, you are explaining, he all time in Vrindavan, Brajdham. He is not anywhere. Krishna Karnamrita, A to Z, all verses. Never glorify anywhere, only Vrindavan, Brajdham. Mahaprabhu there for this one collecting. Mahaprabhu there for Gita Govinda collecting and Gita Govinda with his Mahaprabhu's relation. All time Mahaprabhu hearing this Gita Govinda verses. Jagannath was crazy and running his jungle. Other songs were not running. Many persons singing, but not. Ramananda Rai giving training, all Devdasis, only this. Gita Govinda, Bhav, Hila, all teaching, Bhav Mudra. Therefore, Odisha, this Odia dance is famous. Why? This Gita Govinda's all songs, which is they are collecting this art and pose and everything. But this is where from come? Ramananda Rai himself is teaching. Why? Jagannath going jungle, here and there running, then King is giving strong ban, anybody knows singing anywhere without Jagannath temple. Morning, evening, Mangal Arati before, Mangal Git. After night time, he's sleeping, that time, song singing. And anywhere, anything she's doing, there is Lord Jagannath, happiness for. So Mahaprabhu also in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu hearing these songs, Mahaprabhu also become mad. Forget everything. He's running. So where is he? What is his identity? That personality, where? This personality all time in Vrindavan, Brajdham. And also, not other also. No any things glorifying, only singer also. A singer also very highest in topmost this Madhurati, not other. This is very special. Not possible this is explaining. I many times hearing Gurudev Niyariya, after sometime I am giving class, complete books, but I am all hiding. Krishna Karnamrita, Radhara Sudhanidhi, Prembhakti Chandrika, and Jit Govinda, all classes, everything I am hiding. I am following the Jiva Goswami Prabhu. Why? Jiva Goswami Prabhu say no. In market, and ordinary people near, never explaining everything. And not controlling, but how hiding? Like inside flower has honey. You sowing flower, good smell, but this much enough. Don't giving honey taste. Tasting for only bumblebee Krishna. Honey for Krishna. Flower looking no harm, this much enough. But you don't know how collecting honey. Oh, honey bee no. So Krishna is no. Everybody's heart is love, full of love, nectar. But this love is, other people is possible collecting? Without Krishna, not possible. This is collecting and tasting. Somebody thinking, I am, this love is collecting, meaning I am serving, pleasing, pacifying, and then this love is dropping for me. Impossible. Only so-called. Sometime, somebody thinking, oh, this person is sweet for me. But little later, he is against, bitter. Why? This property, love, is God for only. And God is that thing is tasting. So this Git Govinda, telling what name? Git Govinda. Govinda Git only. Not for other. Govinda's happiness for this Git Govinda. This books, Krishna Karnamrita, Krishna's hearing, drinking this nectar, Amrita, Krishna's. So this Git Govinda, book's name is Git Govinda, not for others. Then how are you telling anything? Radha Madhav himself appears, you know. Radha Madhav, he's starting these songs, his bank of river, Ajay river. Very pagal rivers. His family members very disturbed with him. He not going to school and college. He not doing anything. Brahmin family is born and long, long hair, but no eating, no sleeping. All time he is in mood, special mood, and he is sometimes singing, nobody understanding what is singing. Sometimes he is dancing, sometimes he is rolling, sometimes closing eyes and sitting. Everybody thinking this is useless person, families. But Radha Madhav himself appears. And appears after what doing? This Git Govinda, Jayadev singing, Radha Madhav is hearing. And Radha Madhav protecting him. Like him. Why he has love for him? Why like? Before Radharani's glory is nobody explaining in this world. Krishna therefore is himself is anybody glorifies Srimati Radharani, Brajdevi is Krishna. Telling no pareham nirabuddhu sanjujam. Sasadu kritya vivuja susha people. Jama durjara griha sankala. Pratyat Yadvat, Pratyat Sadhuna. Oh, I cannot repay this loan. After future, anybody come this world and glorify Srimati Radharani and Gopis, their great how is scholar, how is there is serving me and pleasing me. 24 hours there, only for myself is everything using. But I cannot repay them loan. Not possible for me. I must forever indebted. That Krishna is looking, this first person, Jayadeva Goswami, he is starting this Brajdevi's glories. Where to compete Madhurati, singer, this hidden everything, he is starting. So ordinary people have understanding, family members have understanding. Who understanding? Therefore somebody tying his legs and hands, think he is not working, nothing doing, useless person, healthy, no eating, also healthy like Jalabharat, and very golden color, very nice, tall, and long, long hair. Also his hair not combing, not jetlock, very nice curly hair, very sweet person, and also smiling all time. Yeah, they're throwing in Gong, this Ajay river. Big river, Pagal river. The river has no control, who is said going. One flood coming, what doing, breaking everything, no guarantee. Very danger river. Throwing, he's floating, going. And he has no sense. Oh, bank of river side, throwing his water. There is some forest, jungle, Adivasi, they are looking. There also is singing, very nice song singing, forest, jungle, animals, birds, all are flying and hoots at him. Then these Adivasis are opening hand, legs, everything and putting in under tree, making straw hat and giving him this Bankar river. All are coming his near. Also, everybody like these songs. Why you know? You like this understanding, this Rasalila, then you're reading his Bhakti Ratnakar, this Narari Chakravarti Thakur. Then his one chapter completed Rasalila's meanings he's writing. Sor, tal, loy, man, melody. This Rasa, how can appear this world? How going? So this Jayadeva Goswami is starting this song singing. Radha Madhava himself, he is where to come? This jungle come. Also, villagers are morning, evening coming, giving fruits, flowers, this and that. Jungle. That time, Jagannath sending himself, Jagannath Puri to these Brahmin daughters. Yeah, king daughter. King is offering Jagannath Puri, Jagannath, Padmavati. Say, no, you go, Jayadev. Goswami giving him. King is came where? But he cannot finding. Jagannath near praying. Jagannath says he is in the jungle. Going in the jungle, looking, asking everybody is near. Here is any Jayadev Goswami? Say, no, nobody is Jayadev Goswami. Who? Here is one. Pagal person, Jaya Pagala. They are giving name Jaya Pagala. Like Nityananda Dham going, before village you going, asking, I am going Nityananda Dham, Ekachakra, Birchandrapur. See, I don't know. Where? Nitaibadi? Yes, Nitaibadi. Okay, then I know Nitaibadi. Very nearby Nitaibadi. But they don't, they are not telling Nityananda Prabhu. They are not telling, they have this, love and affection. They all telling you, oh, Jaya Pagla, one Pagal. Big, long hair, and he is not eating, not talking, only singing, crying, tears flowing. He is front of one deity. He worshipping, embracing, and there is staying on jungle, staying, bank of river. Then this person, very nice, one girls also, came, and he is looking, Jagannath telling, oh, and same, he's hearing songs, singing is continue, non-stop, all time new verse, new songs. How many things is he singing? Oh, then this king is telling, okay, I'm giving my daughter for you. He has no sense. Ki daughter, yes, boy, a girl, a man, a woman. He don't know anything. He has no conception of this world. Anything sweet is. His whole time is where? The time he not accepting nothing doing. But this girl is not gone. She is continuing. But after some time, king is Lakshman Sen, this Bengal king, he is this priest is this Jayadev Goswami's family, parents. And also these family members, they are not like this son. But king near anyhow, some news is came, Jagannath Puri to one Jagannath sending one a king, daughter, princess for this Jayadev. Who is this person? How come this Jagannath Puri to come any princess for this person? Not coming for my son for. King asking, my son, prince for princess come, this is possible. But one ordinary pagal for this princess come, how possible this? This is big king for this shock. King is that time is coming for inquiry and sending soldiers, army, this and that. Come, and jungle, and looking really princess. How is beautiful, wonderful girls or qualified. Name Padmavati, also this is Jagannath recommended, Jagannath sending. Then he surprised. Then come king inquiry for himself, minister with this. And looking, sitting, Jayadev has no sense. He all time singing, tears flowing, eyes is closed. He is, where are he? And he is singing. King is also big qualified person. Also very Vaishnava. He is great personality. He respecting this Jayadev families. His priest. Also his guru. Family. Then also he is going to the area. As Kendu Billu very far. Like his Akchakra Nityanandaprabhu birthplace. Bolpur. Shantiniketan. Nearby. Now this month is disappears. 1 month continue there is Sankirtanam. Every day. Complete Magh mass. 1 month is disappears festival for everywhere to coming people, group by group, big Sankirtanam, big glorify. And there is every day evening time, big assemblies, this coming classes, his glories, many scholars are speaking. So that time king is checking. This princess is jungle, no room, no house, no foodstuff, no cloth, nothing. And pagal near. But king is looking an inquiry. After is searching, then hearing his priest family's own son. Also he's hearing this his songs. King is surprised. How is possible? Big qualified persons they are throwing in this jungle. After his all inquiry doing, then people hearing this family man no like. But king is then requesting, okay, I am arranging, you come my palace, I am giving room, I am giving everything, all facility, everything I am giving. But families have jealousy. Oh, this person is now. King is accepting, king is worshipping, and he is king advisor now, and king is all songs is king himself writing. Radha Madhav Ditti is also taking, and Padmavati also taking, and king is giving Mayapur nearby, Ballal Sen Dhifi, meaning Ballal Dighi. You going now Kaji Samadhi, all are gone that side to left side, 1-2 kilometers far away, this Jayadev Goswami's place. And there is temple, old broken temple now. Radha Madhav not there. Radha Madhav is Jaipur. Is Kanak Vrindavan. And that old center is there. How is this king is making Jayadev? But Jayadev is detached from everything. After his sometime this Navadvip Dham, this area, that area, that area, that area. That time Padmavati is all time with him. She never left. Also Radha Madhav never left. Radha Madhav here is this hearing. These all songs. King is try to all time is protecting, saving. But people no understand. King is giving his lot of wealth. But you hearing like Dakaitar coming, cutting him, legs and hands, throwing in oil, stealing wealth. But what happened? All are telling this lady is Padmash. Padmavati came. Padmavati cutting legs and hands and throwing oil and all wealth with it, she is now going back in Jagannath Puri. Yeh Odisha. Odia not good. Bole Bangali to manushya nahi, Odia ek jantu. Lej nahi, labde gachse uthche kintu. So all are like very bad, bad telling. Then this lady is very sad. She is now going Ganga Devi is near. Ganga Devi, please, I am honest, you are chaste, you know. I have faith for you, belief for you. I am chaste and then my husband, you giving, helping. She is crying, Lord Jagannath, for Jagannath, you are sending me. Now you protecting me. My husband is like position. Then after Jagannath mercy, Jagannath say, I am giving my hand. I am giving my legs. No need my legs and hands. I will be like this, cutting legs and hands, like this position. I am staying, but I am giving my legs and hand for your husband. That time Jagannath giving legs and hands. Now, Jayadev is okay. King is coming and surprised. King watching, where gone my Gurudev? He cannot find him. After he's bringing in capital, he said, no, you are not staying anywhere. You staying my palace. Bringing, at a time, what happened? King is doing inquiry. Who is cutting his legs and hands? Very strong armies are inquiry after catching this Dakait. Now bring in Dakait's capital, front of king, Jayadev Goswami there, they are scared, Jayadev's hands and legs, everything. Also this person, they are stealing all wealth, king giving a lot of wealth. But you know, Sadhuji's wealth with his no relation. Like our Brahmachari has no attachment with his deities, any wealth. Deities has silver, yeah, gold, they are not thinking about this. Mathura temple I am staying, never thinking. But they are throwing, thinking this is ordinary brass or anything, they are throwing all. No shining. Silver is little black, they're throwing. Useless, bekar things. So Jayadev is not attached this golden metals with this. But Dakaits are all stealing. Now catching Dakait, why king giving a lot of things. Silver cup, Radha Madhav for gold glass, plate, all things. But this killing for ready, but cutting and throwing oil. After Padmavati, our chest, honest, Tapasya with his sheets, bring back. Now, king catching, asking Jayadev Goswami, what I am giving punishment to him. Then Jayadev Goswami telling, no need punishment, this is punishment for them. Like Ramchandra's dog. Dog near asking Vasishtha, what is giving? Say, giving him Kalingar Mat Mahanto, Acharya Pad. Like this, Jayadev Goswami telling, giving 10,000 gold coin and one village, one Dakait. King Gurudev telling and say yes, but minister is very clever. Minister is asking this Dakait secretly, why this Gurudev telling like you cutting legs and hands, king giving, hanging, punishment giving, but now Jayadev telling giving for 10,000 gold coin and one village, why? Then they are Dakait. That what telling? Oh, foolish person is foolish brain. Yeah. What telling? This Joydevi is our group leader, Dakait leader. Now Olari is opening, king near everything, therefore he is scared. He is telling, giving them and they going. How is this nonsense? But they thinking that king has no idea. King is foolish person also, like Dakait. Minister is came, minister is telling. Oh, dear king, like this, this telling Dakait. Then calling again Dakait. King, so you are thinking, I am following in you. He is kindly giving you charity and donation. Future you not doing any dakaiti. Anybody has shortage, then they stealing thief. That anything, anybody killing, why? They need wealth. I am Jayadev giving a lot of wealth to you, then you will no need more, then you not doing nonsense things. And now really, now you telling he is like a sardar, your leader. Okay. Then king is arresting, he giving punishment. But Jayadev Goswami telling, now I have desire, I am going to Jagannath Puri. Why? You respecting me, yeah, anybody, but Jagannath is calling me, I am going. Then king, there Orissa king with his good relation, he is telling our Joydev is coming. That time foot walk, you know, no train, no by bus, 2 months walking, going. Then Bengal king giving a lot of helper and he is anyhow by protect one Orissa. Orissa to king is taking with his helpers, soldiers, gone Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath, very happy with him. All time there is he staying. After that too, he is come Vrindavan. Vrindavan staying long time. And Vrindavan he is last this Radha Madhav. He is present here. Also his Samadhi is here. Vrindavan. Here to this Radha Madhav, gone is Jaipur, Kanak Vrindavan. Now present is there Kanak Vrindavan. Big palace, more than king palace, Kanak Vrindavan. Radha Madhava is staying. So this Jayadev Goswami is, this wealth is, where present? In Jagannath Puri. What wealth? This Git Govinda. Why? This king, also Jagannath, very happy, very pleased. Mahaprabhu, very happy. This Git Govinda, it is Mahaprabhu, this Gambhira. Every day, Mahaprabhu Mangalarati before hearing Jagannath temple, Devdas is singing, night time, Mahaprabhu hearing Ramananda Raya, Sarvadamodar near. But Bengal, they are only proud. Oh, he is born is here, this birthplace. They are only 1 month is glory, but they cannot follow, they cannot understand what is Git Govinda, what is the meaning of Git Govinda. So this classification is not his spirituality for working. This is very higher things, above of Maya, above of everything. So our good luck, good fortune, anyhow, like Gurudev, like Rasik, Mahabhagavat, Gurudev nearest came, therefore little bit is understanding reality. Yeah, hearing. Otherwise, nobody glorifying. Other Gurudev, other way you going, nobody discussing about Git Govinda. No, you are not qualified. Don't touch, don't do it, don't look in this life. You are not qualified persons. But rejecting. They cannot possible testing, reading and remembering. Our good luck, good fortune. Gurudev near or hearing classes, is English translating. After I'm thinking, he is many places, he is giving classes also. So this is our immediate object and vision and way, goal of life. Krishna himself, his promise, anybody glorify the Brajdevis, Mahaprabhu promise, anybody glorify these Brajdevis, Manjaris, Gopis, Srimati Radharanis, this is Mahaprabhu's movement. So this is first time Gita Govinda through starting, and after now this is all time hidden and secret and all time hiding. People not like discussing and opening. But Varanasi University, they're publishing, printing, they're giving students classes, this. Many, many places going on, but it's reality, no understanding. So now, today is Jayadeva Goswami's disappearance day. But Purisha Kendubillo telling, but they cannot, nobody following. But Bengal has, they are following 1 month this program. They 1 month, they following, glorifying. But making many sojiasm, history, this and that, and story giving internet, books, this and that. But reality, they have no idea. Anyhow, today, praying this Madhurati, this Krishna's happiness for only one way, one property, one paraphernalia, one respect to some things, this Gita Govinda. Gaur Premanande.